jaya sujetaya jaya nityananda jaya dita chanda jaya gora bhakta vrinda jaya jaya sujetaya jaya nityananda jaya kuta chandra jaya gora bhakta vrinda jaya dita chandra jaya gora bhakta vrinda Rivo. Om Vaidhinati Vinandasya Jnana Gina Shalakaya Chakshurungalitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadartikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Mitabara Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupa Sagajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitamutam Sajivam Sagvetam Sagvaktam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitam Deva Shri Radha Krishna Kanta Sagana Lalita Sumisha Kanta Sucha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Vinabandhu Jagadpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastati Tapta Kanchala Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sukhevi Panavami Harivi Panchakalpatrubhischa Vipasundivihi Vacha Vajitanam Pavaneyo Vaishnaveyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivacharya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Nityanandaye Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaura Bhakta Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunya Bhadipascha Tyaga Sitayini Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namaste Murachishe Namaha Ananda Nilamaya Vibrahaya Imayabhidhyaya Vishnaraya Tasmai Mahamrima Naskadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. I'd like to make one request to the parents. Please restrain your children because during class in this kind of temple they're not supposed to be running around. So parents who have a children, please restrain your children now. Thank you. Also, some devotees may not know this, but when the class is going on, devotees aren't supposed to be chanting. Okay, they're not supposed to be chanting during class. You can check with any TVC, they'll tell you that. But you're adults, so I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm just putting it out. That is an ISKCON rule. Hare Krishna. Alright, so today we're celebrating the appearance of the most merciful form of the Lord, most merciful incarnation of the Lord, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So his appearance is extremely significant for all of us because 5,000 years ago, Sri Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita at the Battle of Kurukshetra at the request of Arjuna, who wanted to see the Kshatriyas that had come to fight, especially those that were going to fight against him and his side. And so, when Krishna pulled Arjuna's chariot, because Krishna was the one driving the chariot, to the center between the two armies, then Arjuna was surprised by was there on the other, especially on the other side, those who had been very instrumental in raising him with love. Now, when he expressed his bewilderment, then also he asked Krishna to give him instructions. Then Krishna started speaking what we know as the Bhagavad Gita, the science of the soul. So Krishna had already spoken what it is that we're supposed to do, what our position is, that is the servant of a servant of a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and who he is as a Sumumun. So Krishna spoke transcendental knowledge, but then by the mercy of himself, he returned to this particular planet 533 years ago, and this time he showed what it was like to be a devotee. So in Bhagavad Kurukshetra he spoke, and in Gaura Leela, performing his pastimes, he came with the mood of Srimati Radharani, the highest devotional service, the most understanding and the most compassionate type of devotional service you can get anywhere. He came to show that. So his appearance is what we're celebrating today. Basically, 533 years he was here. He was only here for 48 years. The first 24 years he was a grihastha. He was home. And the last 24 years was when he spent literally out propagating the chanting of the holy name. The first 6 years he spent touring India. The last 18 years he stayed in Jagannath Puri with Lord Jagannath. Now, we will talk about his mid, that is around 20, 23, 24 years, which is part of Adi Leela. So we start from Adi Leela chapter 7, and we'll go through quite a few chapters, I mean texts, beginning from text 46. So there were quite a few sannyasis at the time. So this is in Navadvip area. But he was also going to travel, so I'll talk about different places that he was at. Lord Chaitanya, he had his associates with him at the time, because every time the Lord appears in whatever form, there are devotees from the spiritual world that come before he comes. There are devotees that come when he comes, and there are devotees that come after he comes. So in this case, when he took sannyas, Lord Chaitanya was staying and associating with a particular set of devotees, his close associates. And there were other sannyasis, he himself was a sannyasi, but he didn't associate with them much. So he was accepting prasadam at the house of his devotee called Tapan Mishra. He wasn't going to other sannyasis, didn't accept invitations for them, we'll explain why later. So Sanatana Goswami arrived from Bengal, and he also went to the house of Tapan Mishra, because that's where the Lord took his meals. The Lord remained continuously at this great devotee's house for 2 months. He taught devotional service to Sanatana Goswami. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Sanatana Goswami regarding the activities, the regular activities of a devotee. He also instructed Rupa Goswami, and they both wrote very nicely good instructions for us in the books. Now, when this was going on, the Mayavad sannyasis were criticizing Lord Chaitanya for his devotional activities. They saw dealing with being a sannyasi in a different light from the way Lord Chaitanya was behaving as a sannyasi. So they had issues with him. But within the issues, they were not expressing directly to him, they were just criticizing him wherever they were criticizing the Lord. And so some of the Lord's devotees, the ones who were close associates of the Lord, heard the criticism and they became very, very saddened by it. They were very disturbed because they knew that the Lord was actually the one that was showing the highest and the sweetest devotion that a person can do, yet he was getting criticism from arguably the most, the holiest, we would say, type of ashram, the sannyas ashram. So, the two that were very unhappy about the situation were called Chandrasekhar and then Tapanisha himself, whose house that the Lord was at. So they submitted an appeal to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. And they asked him, so how long can we wait and tolerate this blasphemy by your critics against the way you're behaving? That we should rather give up our lives than go on hearing such blasphemy of you. Now, they explained in greater detail that it was the Mayavadi sannyasis that were all criticizing him. And they said they couldn't tolerate it any longer because the blasphemy was breaking their hearts. So, the Lord heard it, but he didn't say anything. He just smiled. Now, you know, Krishna is an incarnation as the Lord of the heart, the Paramatma. He's aware of everybody's thoughts. So even though he was hearing Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar, how upset they were that the Lord was being criticized by these other sannyasis, he didn't say anything. But the Lord being the Lord, he's merciful and he will plan something. So as they were speaking, a Brahman came to the house. Now, that Brahman came because he wanted to see Lord Chaitanya. The Brahman immediately fell at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and asked him to come to his house. And he also said, my dear Lord, I have invited all the sannyasis of Benares to my home, and my desires will be fulfilled if you accept my invitation to come to my home. Now, Lord Chaitanya was already not associated with these sannyasis, but now Brahman has come and he is respectfully requesting that Lord Chaitanya go to his house and that he had invited other sannyasis too. But then he admitted, he said, my dear Lord, I know you never mix with other sannyasis, but please be merciful unto me and accept my invitation. Now remember we said the Lord is already in the heart, the Lord in the heart of the body. So he knows what's going on. He knows what's going on in the minds of all the sannyasis, in the hearts of all the sannyasis, in fact, everybody. So the Lord smiled, and this time, even though the sannyasis were there in Benares, he accepted the invitation of the Brahman. So he made this gesture to show mercy to the Mayavad sannyasis. But mercy comes in different ways. As my Guru Maharaj likes to describe, Krishna loves all of us, but sometimes he gives us hard love and other times he gives us soft love. Now parents can understand that. When a child does something, the parent chastises, not because the parent hates the child, but the parent is correcting the child so the child will mature as he grows. That part is called hard love. And then when the parent is loving and giving all kinds of praise, that is a soft love. And so we'll see what Lord Chaitanya does to the Mayavad sannyasis. I will leave that to your imagination. So we are in Adilila, chapter 7, text 57 on. So, the Brahman, so this is the undercurrent now. The Brahman knew that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not go to the home where the sannyasis are. But the Lord inspired the Brahman to invite him, the Lord, to go, because he knew what he was going to do when he got there. So the next day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the house of the Brahman, and the sannyasis from Benares were all sitting there. So As soon as Lord Chaitanya saw the sannyasis, he immediately offered obeisances. So immediately showing respect. And then he had to, by custom, had to wash his feet. So he offered obeisances first and then he went to wash his feet. Now after he finished washing his feet, you would think he would come to the room where they are. The sannyasis, he didn't do that. He sat down at the place where he had washed his feet. That's where the Lord sat. Now, then he did something else. After he sat on that ground, then the Lord exhibited his mystic power by making his body effulgent, very brilliant. And as the Shastra says here, like millions of suns at the same time. So he became very brilliant. And that naturally caught the attention of the sannyasis. Because he sat down first, he sat at the place where he has washed his feet. So the sannyasis are thinking there must be something wrong with this picture doesn't look nice. And then he sits down there, and now he's very brilliant. And so basically he's tossing your mind from one situation to another mood. So as soon as they saw the illumination of the body of Chaitanya, their minds became very attractive. Who is this person? But also they were cultured, so they immediately gave up their sitting places. They all stood in respect. They don't know who he is. They know he's a sannyasi. Remember, they have been criticizing him, and now they've seen him in a way that they've never seen before. So they don't know what they think, but at least they offered respect. Now, there's a short purpose here Prabhupada says about at this point. He says, to draw the attention of common men, sometimes saintly persons, acharyas, and teachers exhibit extraordinary opulences. This is necessary to attract the attention of fools, but a saintly person should not misuse such power for just personal sense gratification. Like false saints, sometimes they declare themselves to be God, but all they know is a little magic here and there to people that think that they're God. Now, sometimes they use this. So this extra or cities, mystic cities, sometimes some people use it to make people think that there's this very highly placed person. But other times too, depending on that thinky person, they may use the opulences to get attention because they have something better to offer to the people who they're attracting the attention. This comes to mind, Lord Jesus, he did that a lot because people would be attracted to something unusual. So then he performed some miracles. First one he did, he changed water into wine. There was a program, a gathering, and it was people, like close to like a wedding situation. And they were supplying wine at that time as part of the diet. Now, we're not encouraging you to do that, but this is what's in the Bible. So they ran out of wine, and the host became very concerned. What are we going to do? The host, no, the guests here can't. So they told Lord Jesus, and Lord Jesus said, well, you pour water into these jugs that the wine in for him. And then they poured water, and he said, offer it to the guests. And when he poured it into the guests' cups, it had changed into wine. And it was much better wine than the wine that they were tasting before. So then they told the guests, how come you kept this wine later and you're bringing it too late? But they didn't know that a miracle had been performed. Anyway, so this attracts some people when this happens. The Lord just made his body very, very bright, very effulgent. We know that Brahmajyoti belongs to the Lord, belongs to the Lord anyway, so that's really surprising to us. But to them, you were surprised. Then the leader of the Mayavadi sannyasis, his name is Prakashananda Saraswati, he got up and addressed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great respect. He said, please come here, your holiness. Why do you sit in that unclean place? What has caused your lamentation? Then the Lord says, I belong to a lower order of sannyasis, therefore I don't deserve to sit with you. So he took the humble position to start with. And Sri Prabhupada says, my sannyasis are very puffed up because of their knowledge of Sanskrit and because they belong to the Shankara Sampradaya. And they always under the impression that unless one is a Brahmin and a very good Sanskrit scholar, especially in grammar, then one cannot accept the renounced order of life and become a preacher. So that's the way they think. Now, Mayavada Sannyasis also see that in Mayavada philosophy, initially you have to learn the Shastra, and then when you get very good at the Shastra, then you are at the level of Narayan. So they start calling themselves Narayan. Now, Prakashananda says, right, he had been told by the Lord that he wasn't going to get up because he belongs to a lower order of sannyasis. You are all elevated sannyasis, so I don't fit, you know, a situation of sitting with you where you're sitting. But he had elevated, you know, he had given this effulgence out so much, they couldn't ignore that. So Prakashananda Saraswati came personally, took the hand of the Lord and had him get up, and with great respect walked him over to where the sannyasis were sitting. And then he started speaking to him. He said, I understand that your name is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. You are a disciple of Keshava Bharati. Therefore, if you take initiation from Keshava Bharati, who is our Vasudeva Bharati, then you must be glorious. You belong to our Sankha Sampradaya, and you live in our village. By the way, the meaning of Sampradaya, we hear it quite a bit. Sri Prabhupada gave a nice analogy for the word Sampradaya. Like the political parties. The political parties in this country, they try to win elections, and the idea is they're going to govern the United States. So we have the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. So the Sampradayas are like that, but from a spiritual standpoint. Their aim is to propagate Krishna consciousness. So Shankara Sampradaya is where they belong to. And you live in our village, they're telling him, Varanasi. So why do you not associate with us? Why is it that you even avoid seeing us? So they knew that Lord Chaitanya was avoiding them. So Prakashananda Saraswati continued that, Lord Chaitanya, you are a sannyasi. And then he began to talk about the things they were criticizing him for. And he said, why do you indulge in chanting and dancing and engage your Sankirtan movement in a company of fanatics? So he's called devotees, fanatics. He says, meditation and the study of Vedanta, that's what a sannyasi is supposed to do. But you are abandoning all of that and dancing with fanatics. Then he acknowledged the effulgence from the Lord. He said, you look brilliant. As brilliant as if you were Narayan himself. As if you were Narayan. So he doesn't know the real name, you know, that he actually hit on the right identity, but he didn't know. Will you kindly explain the reason why you've adopted the behavior of lower class people? So they are high class people studying Vedanta, and Lord Chaitanya is supposed to be a sannyasi in their order, but he's going around dancing with lower class people. This is what he's saying. And so they mentioned, why are you doing that? Then Lord Chaitanya replied, he said, my dear sir, kindly hear the reason. My spiritual master considered me a fool, and therefore he chastised me, he punished me. He said, you are a fool. You are not qualified to study Vedanta philosophy. Therefore, you must always chant the holy name of Krishna. That is the essence of all mantras of Vedic hymns. So Lord Chaitanya is saying that his spiritual master said he couldn't study Vedanta. He's not smart enough to study Vedanta philosophy like the other Mahabharata sannyasis do. And so in your case, you just chant the holy name of Krishna. But then he added, and this is how Lord Chaitanya now begins to slowly bring the truth out. The holy name of Krishna is the essence of all mantras. Now we call it Maha Mantra. The topmost mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then he said, my Guru Maharaj told me that simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one can obtain freedom from material existence. Indeed, simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we'll be able to see the lotus feet of the Lord. Now let me take you back a little bit. Now here is a nyasi, Lord Chaitanya, in their order, Mayavada Sannyasi was initiated by Keshava Bharati, who was in that order. They said, Mayavada Sannyasi are saying, Lord Chaitanya, you should be studying Vedanta. Lord Chaitanya said, the guru that initiated me said I should chant because I'm not smart enough to study Vedanta. But then he also told me that it's an easy way, it's the essence of all mantras, the highest mantras, the essence, the very important of it. The bottom line mantra is this particular mantra. So chant it. And if you chant it, we'll be able to see the lotus feet of the Lord. In other words, I've taken a simpler road. And then Lord Chaitanya continued. In this age of Kali, there is no religious principle other than the chanting of the holy name, which is the essence of all Vedic hymns. This is the purport, the underlying statement of all scriptures. One has to chant. And so, then he continued, after describing the potency of the Hare Krishna mantra, then my spiritual master taught me another verse, and he advised me to always keep it within my throat, always be saying it. For spiritual progress in this age of Kali, there is no alternative, there is no alternative, there is no alternative to the holy name, to the holy name of the Lord. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Eva Kevalam, Klo Nastyeva, 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 Gatir Anyata. So then he taught the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and this other mantra. It is only two. Understand that there is no other alternative than to chant the holy name of the Lord in this age of Kali. So then he said, since I received this order from my spiritual master, I always chant the holy name. But I thought that by chanting and keeping the chanting the holy name going, I have been bewildered. In other words, things are happening to me. Then he explained to them, when I chant the holy name of the Lord in pure ecstasy, I lose myself. Sometimes I laugh, sometimes I cry, sometimes I dance, sometimes I sing like a madman. So I began to question myself. The chanting the holy name has covered all my spiritual knowledge because he was behaving like a madman. He was explaining to this nyasi. My Guru Maharaj said to do it, so I have to obey him and do it. But when I chant, I became mad. So I went back to the spiritual master and submitted this complaint, in a sense, to him, this feedback that this is how I'm feeling when I chant. So then he asked, he said when he went back to the spiritual master, he asked, what kind of mantra have you given me? I've become mad simply by chanting this Hare Krishna Maha mantra. Chanting the holy name in ecstasy causes me to dance, laugh, cry. Then my spiritual master listened to all of this, and then he smiled at me and he began to speak. He says, it is the nature of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra that anyone who chants it immediately develops loving ecstasy for Krishna. So in other words, this is what's going on. Religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation are known as the four goals of life. But before the love of Godhead, this fifth and highest goal, before that, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, compared to this, and these other ones appear as insignificant as a straw in the street. So basically, people's lifestyle, which is based on religiosity, economic development, and sense gratification, and hoping for liberation, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra makes all of these goals of life totally insignificant. He said, that's what my spiritual master told me. And he says, for the devotee who has actually developed bhava, the pleasure derived from dharma, artha, karma, and moksha, which is what we just described here, appears like a drop in the presence of a sea. The conclusion of all revealed scriptures is that one should awaken the dormant love of Godhead. And so the spiritual master told Lord, he said, the spiritual master told me, you are greatly fortunate to have already done so. Now, what did he do? Just chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
ഹരേ രാമ ഹരേ രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ. So he said, the spiritual master told him, when one actually develops love of Godhead, he naturally sometimes cries, sometimes laughs, sometimes chants, sometimes runs here and there, just like a madman. So indirectly, his guru was telling him, you have developed love of Godhead by chanting. You have already developed love of Godhead by chanting. And there are other symptoms of ecstasy, like perspiration, sweating, trembling, one's bodily hair standing on end, crying, faltering voice, skin changing, fading complexion, madness, sometimes in the quiet, patient, and in the pride looks like joy, humility, all of these symptoms are ecstatic love of God head symptoms. And it causes the devotee to dance and float in an ocean of transcendental bliss while chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Yeah. So Lord Chaitanya has described the symptoms when one chants the holy name of the Lord. So why do most of us not feel these symptoms? Why do most of us not feel these symptoms when we chant the holy name of the Lord? Couple of reasons. One, inattention. Not paying attention when we're chanting. The Lord's potencies are all in His name. So if we connect with it in attention, it has an effect. As we chant, our soul opens up because it is spiritual vibration. The second point is we have to be careful not to offend other devotees. Aparat. Those two things, lack of chanting attentively and causing offenses, usually are the ones that will not make us feel the ecstasy when we chant. So, then he said, my spiritual master taught me this from the Bhagavatam. When a person is actually advanced and takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord, who is very dear to him, then he is agitated and loudly chants the holy name. He also cries, he laughs, becomes agitated, and chants just like a madman, not caring for outsiders. So basically, he's gone about repeating the laughing and the crying about three times already. In his verse, he says, I feel like that. And my spiritual master confirmed it when I went to him. He says, because you develop the love of Godhead, you're acting like that. And then he told them, I firmly believe in the words of my spiritual master, and therefore I always chant the holy name of the Lord, alone and also in the association of devotees. So don't think that I'm doing it intentionally. I do it automatically. The name is what's causing me to act like this. Compared to the ocean of transcendental bliss that one tastes by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the pleasure derived from the impersonal Brahman realization is like shallow water in a canal. Now this is what they were aiming to. Impersonal Brahman realization. So then it says, when I chant, this impersonal Brahman realization that you're into is very shallow. So, my dear Lord, O Master of the Universe, since I have directly seen you, my transcendental bliss has taken the shape of a great ocean. Being situated in that ocean, I now realize that all other so-called happiness to be like water contained in the hoof print of a cow. So basically, all of this he played up, the realization from a chanting the holy name, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that the impersonal realizations don't cut it. All other things that you know, Artha Dhamma Kama Moksha, they don't cut it. The holy name is it. So, then he explained all of this to the sannyasis. And after they heard all of that, they were very, very moved. Their minds changed, and they spoke this time with pleasing words. So they said, dear Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what you have said is all true. Only one who is favored by fortune attains the love of Godhead. Now understand the strategy that Lord Chaitanya used. He said, I chant and dance because my spiritual master said, I have not enough intelligence to do this high level Shastra that they study in Vedanta philosophy. So you just chant. But the chanting is the essence of all the mantras. And then when you chant, there will be wonderful signs of ecstasy. So he described, Lord Chaitanya described to his guru, he was feeling that, and his guru confirmed it, that because you are in ecstasy, because you develop love of Godhead. So that is the ultimate. So indirectly, he's saying, my spiritual master told me this, that now I'm at the Krishna Prema level. That's why I'm acting the way I'm acting. And it came from chanting the holy name of the Lord. And since Keshava Bharati was a highly placed sannyasi, see, he says that, then all the other ones have to believe it. And that's why they turned and now they were listening. The sannyasis, after hearing this, became somewhat humbled and addressed Lord Chaitanya as Narayan himself. When he got it right this time, they addressed him as Narayan himself. And they all agreed that he must be Narayan. Then they said, to tell you the truth, Lord Chaitanya, we are greatly pleased to hear your words. And furthermore, your bodily features, because he came with this, the volumes, bodily features are so pleasing, and the defendant looks very handsome also. So we feel extraordinary satisfaction in seeing you. Dear sir, by your influence, our minds are greatly satisfied, and we believe your words will never be unreasonable. Therefore, you may speak on Vedanta Sutra. In other words, they were still attached. So the Lord went up and started talking about the Upanishads and Brahma Sutra, but he again took an angle. He brought Shankaracharya into the picture, but he took an angle still to end up telling them that it takes the chanting of the holy name to in fact get to the highest level of ecstasy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the conclusion is, all the Mayavad sannyasis believed Lord Chaitanya, and therefore he changed them into chanting sannyasis rather than Vedanta sannyasis. They started chanting the holy name of Lord. Shiva Bhagavad Gita. So are there any questions or comments on this? Yes.
In the childhood, in my childhood,
Shastra, especially the part that is sung every morning, is called Sri Guru Astaka. The last shloka, it says Yashat Prashad Bhagava Prashad. So Yashat Prashad Bhagava Prashad, by the mercy of Krishna, one gets Guru. By the mercy of Krishna, one gets Guru. So basically, you can get Guru, but when Krishna directs you to a Guru, you will get the connection and then be initiated by the Guru. So then what do you do? Well, the question is, how will Krishna be satisfied with me and lead me to a Guru, basically? These steps to which Krishna Prema is achieved, love of Godhead, is in fact the very solution to, or the steps through which Krishna is satisfied and gives you Guru. First, Shraddha, faith. Faith in God. And we will say that covers everybody here, right? You don't believe in God, you won't be here. Faith in Krishna. Second association of devotees. And this is where the journey begins. Because when you associate with devotees, devotees talk about Krishna. As he says, Machita Makita Panabayantasya. The Lord says that the life air of devotees, literally, is in him. They talk about him, they preach and they discuss, and they get enlivened by that. So association with devotees helps you to hear about Krishna constantly. And also some of the habits that you may have that need correction, devotees who are experienced will help you. So then you're going that way. So through these two, and you begin also to serve, devotees will, you know, give devotees service to you to do. And if you practice that with your heart, then the Lord notices everything. After a period of time, there will be a connection made by the Lord for you to get a guru. So faith, your faith should be strong. See, the Prabhupada is what he relied on when he came to America. He said, how am I going to teach the Lord's, you know, Titanic's message to these people who are so much based on sense qualification? I have no qualifications. But the only thing he gave himself credit was, I have strong faith. I believe in you, Krishna. If you brought me here, there must be a reason you brought me here. So staunch faith that cannot be shaken by anyone or anything is important. Second, associate with the devotees, especially the ones that have been around for a while. So some of you may not have noticed this, or some of you may have. But since we had new leadership in this place changed from Institute of Higher Understanding to ISKCON of Harrisburg, the visitors that have been coming here have been most probably Srila Prabhupada disciples. Why? Because they've been around a long time. See, so they share the experiences. The Shastra is there, but they have been living for close to 40 years with Srila Prabhupada. So it's not that people here are not scholars or not fit to preach, but experience matters a lot. When you get to know, so when they talk and you listen closely, then you connect the dots. Shastra is wonderful, but you connect the dots for realized knowledge. Realized knowledge is not in the Shastra. A practical application like that. So that's going to go on for a while. That's the reason. Because when you hear more and associate with these and you watch their behavior and emulate that, copy that, then Krishna will be pleased with you and the very thing you talked about, finding a guru, will actually happen. Okay, so this is the strategy that this particular management is using. It's actually, in the end, if you understand it, more of Srila Prabhupada disciples will come because they've heard direction from some of them associated with them. So they'll tell you the Shastra and they'll also tell you the personal experience with the spiritual master. So you get both. Okay. I think it's a very good point you brought up. Hare Krishna. Yes. 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 So I hope you heard that. It says when the person gets initiated, they get a new name. How does a new name impact the spiritual journey? Very important question. There's so many levels. Now I'm trying to answer a few because we can go about half an hour on that question alone. First of all, let's start from the end. That end name helps us with our false ego. So if we're feeling big, you initiate it and your last name is Das or Dasi, servant. So if you're feeling high, you are servant now. Servant of the devotees. If you go to many of these dams, the first thing they'll have you do is do menial service. When my spiritual master, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, came to ISKCON in New York, he was wearing a suit. He was a Princeton graduate. They told him, Prabhu, kindly go to the kitchen and wash the big pots that were used in cooking. And he said, what? I am from Princeton. And he asked me to go to the kitchen. But he was also convinced about Srila Prabhupada's teaching, so he didn't fight it. He went to the kitchen and he washed the dishes. Not dishes, washed the big pots. something which I also had to do in Girinagri, among many other things we had to do that are menial. It's amazing how menial service actually helps you to grow in humility, to grow very quickly. If you feel like you need to get the kind of services that are prestigious, and you're out there, everybody sees you dressed up one way, do something high, alright? That's all helpful, but Srila Prabhupada says the person that sweeps a floor gets just as much credit as the person that's in pujari and in the altar doing pujari service. It all has to be done. But the more willing you are, without complaining, to do the simple menial services, which you may not even do in your house, but still you do in the temple, and you do for the spiritual master and serve the devotees, open-hearted, I mean just being willing to do it without any tint of remorse or disappointment or why are they treating me like that? All the city devotees, those who've been a long time, everybody's done it. Everybody's done it. If they tell you the story, you're going to realize you haven't done much. So, it's important to do menial service. And by that, then you will grow. Your heart will be cleansed. And then you will, in fact, get an opportunity. Krishna will just make it happen to get a guru. Hare Krishna. Now, what is the significance? All right, the name, Das, and then whatever name is given to you, it's all connected with Krishna. And so when people call you by that name, then you remember Krishna's pastime, or Krishna's devotee, or Krishna's paraphernalia, something about Krishna. And so we put us in the mindset of Krishna, and therefore, if we more think about Krishna, Krishna has already said that when we get ready to leave our bodies and we think about Him, we go to Him. Yeah. So devotee names is another point too. So once a person gets a devotee name, stop calling him by their legal name. Stop. Some of my God family members, I've used the devotee name so much, I don't remember their common names anymore. It's actually like that now. I don't even remember the common names. You've got to use the devotee names. Those ones remind a person about Krishna or Krishna's devotees. Very imperative that you do that. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai Guru Premanande. Thank you very much.